in Good Time by Bill Norton.
Dearly beloved brethren, we are assembled here in the sight of God and before this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony.
It's our Arthur's wedding day. That's the eldest son, Arthur. With Marion Violet Piper, and there they are, standing just in front of us at the altar. We couldn't wish for a nicer couple. Violet's a picture of innocence, bless her. And as for our Arthur, well, although I say it, as shouldn't you? He couldn't meet her. Excuse me.
Lucy, he's dropped it.
Dropped what?
Our Arthur dropped the wedding ring.
He's baked it off.
He should never have dropped it in first place. Well, he should let her give his man all he's about.
That's rare. Oh, hey, but aren't they a lovely couple?
Aye. They're like a bonny couple. God bless them.
There, Mother. How much longer is that going on with this dancing caper in there?
You know what your dad is once he gets started. Yeah. That's why I escaped here into the kitchen.
He seems to be enjoying himself.
Oh, I just wish he wouldn't make such a noise about it.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you two sneak off upstairs to bed while there's nobody watching?
I'd love to, but I don't think it'd look nice. And I'd have to say goodnight to my mum and dad.
I wish we'd taken your advice now, Mum. We've gone away. If only for the weekend.
Oh, never mind, love. You haven't abandoned your honeymoon, only postponed it. Hey, Violet, put kettle on for me and we'll make them all some tea. Give them a bit of wedding cake to see them off with, eh?
Good idea. I'll go in front, please, and try and quieten your dad down a bit, Arthur.
Well, I best go in with you, Mum. Put a good face on, please.
Yeah, well, it's your wedding night.
Look out, Ezra! Find the rope!
Hey,
no, Carl!
Well, he looks all the more.
I am all he won't be. Hey, you. How are Arthur?
What, you're talking to me?
Fine. Did you trip me deliberate?
Me? I didn't trip you up at all. I was nowhere near you.
Well, I fell over somebody's foot.
Well, it must have been your own.
I'm not the sort of chap to fall over my own foot. I'm too nimble.
Oh, you're about as nimble as a baby elephant.
Mr. Fitton, you tripped over the edge of the rug.
Yes, Ezra, I saw it.
It's funny, I could have swore I saw a foot sticking out.
Well, if you don't mind me saying so, Mr. Fitton, you're mistaken. I mean, your Arthur was over here, see, and he just picked up that book and he was reading.
Right. Son of mine, reading on his wedding night. I never thought I'd live to see the day.
That means reading it up, is it? You know. You can never know too much about it.
Excuse me, Mr. Thompson, but I'd rather you didn't come up with that sort of talk, ladies present, eh?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, turn that music on again.
Come on, bring on the dancing girl.
And then, what was that argument going on there?
Your son was reading a book.
Your son, as well as mine. Sugar bread.
If I give it to Fitton, just one.
Why shouldn't he read if he wants to?
Oh, Mother, let's drop the old thing.
All right, love. Tea, Molly? Oh, yes, please. Oh, Arthur was doing no harm.
Well, I'd never have read a book on my wedding night.
As soon as you've never read a book in your life, I'd be surprised if you turned to one then.
I bet you could hardly see on your wedding night, is it?
No tea, please, Mrs. Fitton. I'll stick to the beer. The barrel's not empty yet.
Now, that's just where you're wrong, Mr. Thompson, about me not seeing. I can see us walking along promenade at Blackpool about midnight as clear as I can see you lot in front of me.
Yeah, what was it like, Dad?
South of France. We've been dancing at Tower. It was such a lovely warm night, we went for a stroll. I remember Moon was hanging over at sea, and it was that big, it didn't seem real, did it, Lucy?
There were a lot that didn't seem real about that night. Now, what about some wedding cake, everybody?
Come over here with that cake.
Sorry, Liz, I was just having a last little chat with our Violet.
You've never done chatting, you two. When you get home with me, you won't have a word for the cat. Anyway, what are you walking about with the wedding cake in your hands for? Put it down.
I will if you'll show me where.
Don't keep picking on Dad. Nobody's picking at him. The way he's going round with that cake, everybody will think he's going to take it home and put it under his sleigh's pillow.
Where can I put it?
Oh, I'd love to tell you, I would know.
Hey, give it here, Mr. Barber. I'll make room on dresser. I'm glad to know somebody else besides us can have words.
I wouldn't have a word. I'm just telling him.
And you've shut up about the wedding cake.
There you are. Hey, fine. Cut some slices off, love. Now, tea, anybody? What about you, Eddie?
Oh, aye, yes, please.
Hey, Mr. Fitton, aye? I mean, you sounded quite romantic back there.
Where?
Well, walking along the front of Blackpool on your wedding night.
Oh, aye. Thought we're turning around. You know, stopping in the tracks.
Well, whatever for?
Well, it's just stopping long.
To listen, that's what for.
To listen to what?
We were singing a song called Roses. Do you remember it, Lucy?
There's not much I'm likely to forget about that time. Now, who's for wedding cake?
Oh, hey, me, Mrs. Smitten, please.
And he took a grand voice, had Billy. He was what you call a golden tenor. His high notes, they seemed to rise up in fur and go sailing over at sea. Quite charm, folks, it did. Except, as I tell you, they were even following us to listen.
But who was Billy? Just what I was wondering.
Aye. How did Billy get in on the act, Mum? On your wedding night?
Oh.
Me dad said something about Billy. About him singing.
Never you mind, Billy. You go off and fetch Kettle.
All right, old Mum.
Arthur, love, you want a cup of tea?
Oh, yes.
Here, Arthur. What about having a pint of ale with your old dad?
Thanks very much, Dad, but I'd rather have a cup of tea. Too much beer seems to give me a headache this time of night.
Never thought I'd hear a son of mine say prefer a cup of tea to a pint of beer.
Are you trying to get at our Arthur again on Lad's wedding night?
Mother.
Tell you I'm not getting at it.
Of course you're not, Mr. Fitz. You only meant it for his good.
I want to see the lad happy, that's all. I don't like to see him with a book. It doesn't seem natural. Anyway, what good's all his reading done him, I'd like to know.
And what good has all your beer drinking done you, I'd like to know.
All I want is for our Arthur to enjoy himself. Have a bit of a jollification like the rest of us.
Yeah, don't forget, as great his wedding night. So he's got his jollification to come in, eh? I bet he can hardly wait.
Mr. Thompson, guest under my roof, but I'd rather you didn't come out with that sort of
thing. Here. I'm glad someone has the guts to tell my husband.
It's not any fun, is it? Hey, what about coffee? I wish I was single again. Come on, join in. I wish I was single. My pockets would jingle. My pockets would jingle again. Me wife got the fever, oh then. Oh then. Me wife got the fever, oh then. Oh, my wife got the fever and I had to leave her. I wish I was single again. Oh, I wish I was single again.
Stop. That's enough of that.
I think so.
Not a song for a wedding party.
Right, Mr. Fitton. Hey, Ed. Why don't you sing one of the old songs for a change?
Hey, come on. Sing that one you sang on Blackpool from. You know, with your pal Billy.
Not too sure I can, anyway. Oh, you can. Our army won't know it.
Well, give me a couple of notes, I might.
Well, it goes like this, lad.
Oh, I know that one. I've heard it.
Have a go, then.
Is that right, Dad?
Aye, that's the one, lad. Don't pick it too high now. I'll send thee red, red roses to tell thee of the morn, when first among the roses
bells, our happy love was born. Our happy love was born. I'll send thee white, white roses to tell thee of the night in all its beauty, with all its dreams and light.
Let's slip upstairs and do that trick on the bridal couple I told you about. Nobody ever says
come on. Come on while they're listening. Follow me, I'll show you
around. This is their room. Just a tick, I'll switch the light on. Ah.
So this is the bridal chamber, eh?
That's right. Our Arthur's room. He expected to be moving into a new house.
Ah, but he got let down, see?
He'll get let down again tonight if this trick works. Ark in the Springs, what a bed. I bet your Arthur didn't have give it some out left.
If you don't mind me saying so, I don't think
you should. Shut yourself.
Now, what was it you had in mind, Joe?
Just look at Violet's nightdress.
Ooh,
oh, and it's see-through.
How do I look at it?
One time a day, nobody got wet without his mates played a few tricks on him. It's all gone out when it's going away. Let's have a look at the bed. Underneath. Hey, I'll tell you what we could do. Lift it out of the frame and set it just like that. So once the bridal pair got in, it collapsed.
Hey, oh, Mr. Thompson, look, I don't know.
If you don't shut up, I'll sack both you and Arthur. I can run that bloody projection room myself. Hey, where's the pliers, Jeff?
Oh, here.
It'll go down with a bang once they get into bed.
Hurry up then. Let's get downstairs before he finishes the song.
And a very nice compliment, too, Arthur.
It was a lovely touch of the lad.
That
was lovely, Mr. Finn. I didn't think you had it in you.
No, neither did I.
Well, not quite as bad as I sound or as rough as I look, eh?
You'd have a jump to be.
When you see a chance, let's slip out for a breath.
All right, Arthur.
Hey, you know, you've got a smashing voice, Mr. Finn.
Oh, I had once, lad, in my younger days, but I sounded like a crow compared with my mate, Billy. You know, we'd go into any pub on a Saturday night, say, and if there was any singing going on, we'd challenge Best Bear to a singing match. Duet, like, just for drinks.
Do we have to bring Billy up on this night of all nights?
What? Why shouldn't I bring him up?
Because nobody here knew him and no...
You knew him, Lucy, and I knew him.
Nobody else knew him, and I expect nobody else wants to hear about him.
Hey, Dad, who was this Billy?
Nobody.
Don't say that, Lucy. It's not a nice way to put things.
I was asking me Dad, Mum, not you.
Yes, well, I was answering for him.
And not for the first time, neither. What I've always wondered was
now,
this...
Now, don't you drive me too far. Come on, girls, let's go into the kitchen to wash pot.
Good idea. I get all the cups and saucers.
Here's
now, leave that to me. I'll bring the tray.
All right.
You might get more than you bargained for.
Hey, what's up with her, Dad?
How do I know? She's your mother.
Hey, he sounds a bit of a rum-un, Billy.
Aye.
Mr. Fitton.
Oh, decent lad. Never wore shoe leather. I'll tell you what, he was all-time champion at the elbow game, you know.
Yeah. Hey, what's the elbow game, Mr. Fitton?
You don't know? Sit you down here, lad. Facing me. Elbows on table. Come on.
What like this?
Aye. Each man grasping to the hand.
Oh, yeah, I've got it. Yeah.
Don't push your elbow. That's it. Press.
Lovely night. Look at that moon.
Ah, it's a pity we're not on the front at Blackpool. Do you know what I'd like, Vi? I'd like us to walk like this, hand in hand, all the way up to Rivington Pike.
Oh, give over, Arthur.
I would, honest. Oh, I love the silence and the night air, the stars up there. Oh, I'd love to get away from it all. Sometimes I feel stifled, you know.
Don't worry, we'll soon have a place of our own.
I only hope my dad doesn't start snoring tonight. You can hear him through the wall.
Now, stop worrying, Arthur. I feel he's been tensed up all day.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. He's worse when he's had something to drink. It seems to set the old house vibrating.
Well, I shan't hear him. Now, I reckon we'd best be getting back. I'll have to say goodnight to me dad and me mum.
Hey, no, just a tick, but we've got time for a little stop. After all, it is our wedding night.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? In spite of we haven't gone away. Oh, I do love you, Arthur. You seem so different from all the others.
Aye. And sometimes that's the bloody trouble. It makes a chap feel the odd one out.
Come on, push him, 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 push him
Hey! Come on!
Hey, where do you get all these things from?
About 40 years of the great big show, that's where I get it from. Now then, Jeff, you having a go?
Not likely. Look at them maulers.
Aye, well, they kept you for many a year. Anybody else before I rise from table?
No,
any more challenges, eh?
Not me. I've had enough.
We just had a stroll.
Just in time, Arthur. Your dad's throwing in a challenge.
Hey, that's an idea. Yeah, I'll bet your Arthur will let you, Mr. Pitton.
Don't be daft.
Arthur? You what? You don't know his strength.
What's this?
The elbow game.
Now, what chance is Arthur
got? What chance has he got? He's got wrist like steel, that's all.
I'll be in the back kitchen, Arthur, all right.
Yeah. Right, bye.
What about the challenge, Arthur?
No, I don't think I'll bother.
Don't forget, he's got another challenge coming tonight. He's saving his special for morning.
Mr. Thompson, if you don't mind.
Sorry, Ezra.
Well, it seems I've licked the lot.
Hey, you know, if only you're Arthur.
Arthur's a chicken.
Oh, who says I am? All right, come on, I'll take you on.
Go on, let's get your jacket off, Arthur. Right. Now, come on, up with your sleeves, come on.
Hey, they're in for a shock, aren't they?
Come on, Ezra.
You what? You're on, right? £1 to £10. Right, sit you down there, Arthur, right. Come on. Face it down, come on.
Get your elbow on the table.
Come on, Dad.
That's it. Get your hands together.
Hey, now, steady. Don't grab me hand that quick.
Grab mine, then.
Well, I'll tell her when it's burning in your mitts.
Fair play is bonnie play, Mr. Pitt. Now, leave go. Now, I'm the referee, then. Now, take thresholds. One palm clasped fairly in the opponent's grip.
That's right.
Sure you're both satisfied.
Right. Which side are you on?
I'll tell you, I'm the referee. I'm impartial.
See
right.
As you stay that way.
Come on, let's get
away.
Moment of symphony saying goodnight to you and Dad. Right, little girl, what's up? Well, it's a big moment for another love, the daughter's wedding night. Of course, most of them in these days know more when they get wed than their mothers will ever know.
Our Violet's not like that. She's an innocent. Just look at her.
Mom.
She does look young for her age, bless her.
Hey, Liz, go wipe your eyes on my teacloth. Give it here if you're not going to dry it, Fox.
I feel there's so much I could have told you, love.
Oh, Mom, don't be silly.
I doubt if talk helps all that much. You've got to learn from bitter experience.
Yes, we've all got it to go through.
I wish you wouldn't go on about things. One encounter with a chap will tell you more than a library can.
Oh, good.
It's not that, love, but when a married woman looks back on her life, there's so much she'd have done different if only she'd known. If only her mother had told her. But our Violet's always seemed so close to her dad.
It's only natural, son to mother, daughter to father.
Yes, but still, he won't have you to turn to now.
I'm glad to get shut to me.
Not that, love. Your mother's glad to see you married to a good husband.
Of course I am. But I'll give you one good tip, love. There's only one weapon a woman can hold over a man, and I'll tell you what it is, in case you don't know.
No, you won't. Poor child's already blushing. Besides, listen to all that din in there. Hey, come on, let's go and see what's happening.
Push down a bit harder. Oh, you've got Ezra licked. Yeah, I'll have me dad's not licked yet.
No. He's next door to it. Go on, Ezra.
I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know what's going on.
Dad and our Arthur, Mum, at the elbow game. Hey, look at them. Hey, look at the swimming.
for him. They must have been at it a good 5 minutes, and neither will give an inch each one.
Yeah, but Arthur's nearly got him down on the table. Oh, come on, Arthur.
Now stop it. That's enough.
No, no, don't interfere, Mrs. Fitton, please. It's a tough contest.
You just need one more push. Come on,
I'm back, me Dad. Hey, come on, Dad. You licked all covers, now lick him.
You can't. Hey, come on, Arthur, you've got to
be. Yeah, fellas, like. Have a good 2 inches off the table, yeah.
Come on, Arthur.
Oh, I knew you'd be for him. Anyway, here goes. Look out, lad. It's coming back into the betting. He's forcing out the barrel. Come on, Arthur.
Come on, I've got 10 bob on you. Look at Ezra's muscles sticking out.
Come on, Arthur.
Yeah.
Careful, Arthur. Don't hurt yourself.
She don't want to crack his head beside her. Mr. Thompson, if you don't mind. Come on, shove away. Come on, Ezra's
Are you all right, Arthur?
Yeah, of course I am. Oh, Miss, Maurice just went.
Looks like I beat him, eh, Lucy?
Look at your hands compared with our Arthur's. Must be twice the size.
Ah, you're twice his age, aren't I?
Well, it was a very good contest all round. He ran you very close, Ezra.
Oh, he did. No ill feeling, lad, eh?
Oh, I should be, Dad, between you and me.
I don't know. Sometimes we don't seem to eat it off, really.
Hey, we'd best all be going. Look at that clock.
Molly, give a sandwich.
Violet, we've got to be off. How's my little girl?
Yeah, I'm all right, Dad. I feel a bit strange, like.
We almost seem empty without you.
Now, don't go on, Dad. You know how I am.
Hey, you two.
What? What's up now?
Are you going to stand there hugging all night?
No, what's wrong, Mum? I was only telling him to...
Never mind what you were telling him. Your husband's waiting for you.
Me what? Say, Dad, I think Mum's jealous.
Well, it's coming to something when a man can't give up to his own child.
I tell you, she's not a child anymore. She's a married woman.
I can hardly believe it.
Neither can I.
You better start trying or you'll be in for a shock.
Now, coats. Come on, everybody.
Get your coats. Why don't you advance it?
Come on, Bob.
Hey, Arthur, Violet. Going bye-byes, are you? Mr. Compton.
Oh, sorry, yes, sir. Good night, Violet. Good night, and sweet dreams.
Mr. Thompson.
All right, Ezra. Good night, Violet.
Good night, Mr. Fenton.
Hey, Violet, look. What about a kiss good night?
Oh. Hey, you're not a bridegroom.
No. Good night,
everybody.
Good night. Is there... What's left in that barrel?
Never mind the barrel. You're coming home with me. Come on now.
Don't push me around just because you're my old woman, is it? Help yourself, Joe. Lucy wants a word with me. What is it, Lucy? Nothing good I can see with your face.
You call yourself a father.
What have I done now?
Did you have to beat the lad like that? On his wedding night in front of Violet and everybody. Couldn't you have given way just for once?
It was never a game.
A game. You know how the young folk take things to heart.
Will you stop keep picking me up over what I do and the daft things that I say? What counts is what a man feels inside him, in his heart. Well, the world can't see.
How do we know what's in your heart?
Well, you would if only you'd think sometimes. You know, Lucy, as we were struggling there, face to face over that table, you know who he suddenly reminded me of? The face and the grip of his hand. And at that time, a strange feeling came over me. My lad, I thought. And then you shouted for him to lick me, and you know what happened? He stopped pushing. I felt him, he refused to beat me. I could have cried, Lucy. Do you think I hurt his feelings?
I keep telling you, you're always hurting him.
Aye. Well, the odd thing is, you see, young lad is the last thing in the world I'd want to hurt. He's nearer to me than my own flesh and blood.
He is your own flesh and blood.
Well, of course he is. It's Miss Summer. Am I talking about it? Must be the drink, love. That. Aye. I'll call good night to him.
Right.
Arthur. Good night. Good night. Good night, son.
Good night, Mr. Fitton.
Good night.
What's he say?
I think it was Violet. Oh. I tried to do right in my heart. Somehow it has a way of turning out wrong.
Oh, isn't it nice? Was the showroom, Arthur?
Yeah. Well, for years now.
Oh, I do like it. All your books. I didn't know you liked all that much poetry. Your records and your tape recorder. I feel in the road a bit.
Oh, don't be daft.
Oh, Arthur, roses. Are they for me?
Who else?
Just smell at them. Aren't they lovely? You think of the nicest things.
Well, I thought they might drown the smell of the tannery. It sometimes comes in at night.
Now, don't start worrying just because you're in your own home. I know how it is.
My mum put this little screen in, Vi.
Oh, how nice. Oh,
she thought you might like to, well, it's handy if you want to change, like. She's put a bowl and water as well. I mean, there is always the bathroom, but...
Well, why don't you start taking me things off? Excuse me, I'll go behind it.
Right. Just call me if there's anything you need.
Oh, I think I've got everything. Oh, your mother has made it nice.
Yeah, it's a little bit pokey, but... I'm sorry. Did I scare you sticking my head around like that?
It's all right, Arthur. I just wondered who it was for the minute. You know how you are. What was it?
I was going to say, you wouldn't like a little music, would you? I mean, I put it on very quiet.
Is it not too late?
Oh, no, no, nobody'll hear, only us. Say, just a whisper of Beethoven. I thought it might rinse out the...
Put it on, Arthur, while I'm getting ready for bed.
Yeah, all right. It's the second movement from the Emperor. I'll start it just before the piano comes in. It's very quiet.
They say music soothes the savage beast.
The breast, darling.
What did you say?
I said breast.
Did you?
Not beast. Music hath charms to soothe a savage breast, to soften rocks or bend a knotted oak.
Oh, I see. Arthur, would you pass me my knife, please? I forgot it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. There you are. Over the top.
Thank you. Isn't it lovely, this music?
You know something, Violet? I sometimes feel I understand Beethoven better than I do my own dad.
I suppose it's only natural. Your dad's there in the flesh.
Well, I best get my gear off. Bye.
Yes, Arthur?
I love you very much, you know. I don't say it very often, but it kind of wells up in me.
And I love you. Can I come out now?
Yes. No. Just a second. I just want to get me... Yeah, you can come out, bye.
Oh, Arthur.
Bye. Oh, bye, darling. You look... Oh, come here, my darling.
Arthur.
Let's just rest here for a moment.
Yes, let's.
At last, darling.
Oh.
What's up?
The bed, it's giving way.
What?
Oh,
bloody hell.
Arthur, are you all right? Oh, yes. Oh,
hey, Arthur. Are you all right, Arthur?
Are you all right, Arthur? Oh, you look so funny.
Shut your bloody mouth. You're as daft as the rest of them.
Arthur, come to bed, will you?
Don't speak so loud. We don't want anyone and Dad to hear.
Why don't you come back to bed?
Oh, I can't sleep, Vi. You know how it is. I seem to have been awake for hours.
At least you'd be warm lying here beside me.
Yeah, I seem to get a tingling, I don't know, just under my skin. It makes me feel like I can't rest.
Must be nerves or something. Hey, why don't you go to the doctor and get some sleeping pills?
Oh, I'd look all right, Charlie, wouldn't I? Not been married 6 weeks yet and going asking him for sleeping pills. Most folks have a job keeping awake at that stage, as they were the other. They're all on pet pills.
Arthur, shall I go downstairs and make you a nice hot drink? Hot milk or something?
Oh, no, thanks, Vi. Well, they might hear you. Oh, I get a feeling that the old bloody world's listening sometimes just outside our bedroom door.
It's just your imagination.
I hope so.
I know how you feel. You get all tensed up listening for every sound.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I had some daft notion that I'd only got to get married and my life would be transformed. I fancy myself in that new house.
We'll get another, no, don't worry.
I fancy myself gardening. I love anything like that. And this job at the cinema would have been all right. I could have filled my days in nicely. And I've come to feel that it's all a flaming daydream and I'll never do any of the things I've set me out on.
You will, Arthur. Don't lose heart. Come and sit on the bed beside me. That's better. You've got just that bit more in you than most other men.
Well, all I can say is it's taken a hell of a long time to come out.
No, I mean you've more feeling. You're more of a thinking sort.
Oh, now, where does thinking get you? Not far, I've found. I look for these books and records. Well, they seem to have put ideas into me that I can't carry out.
But look at the pleasure they give me.
Listen, darling. I sometimes wish that I was more like my father. He's never read a book in his life. You get a glimpse of another world and it makes you unhappy with your own.
Well, don't give up and don't change. That's the worst thing you can do. I suppose it's still the same. You're still worried about, well, you know, what we talked about so much on Sunday.
Yes, I suppose that. Well, to be honest, it's been obsessing my mind. I can't think of anything else, night and day. I feel at times I'm going mad.
Well, I want to tell you, it's not made any difference to me. I'll always love you just the same.
You know, Violet, you seem to have been worried a bit lately.
Well, I mean, it's strange it should go on all this time, although I know it'll come right.
You said that on the first night. No, not the first. That was a right fiasco, that was. The whole day was one long ordeal for me. Then a bed crashing in. But it's gone on now the same way for weeks.
I keep telling you, love. I'll love you just the same if it never happens.
You're only saying that to comfort me.
I'm not. Sometimes I get the feeling that it's a lot of fuss about nothing. Well, I say, it's funny, though, when you come to think of it. I mean, I had such a job holding you off while we were engaged.
Yeah. And I've come to think now that was a mistake, that I should have insisted and got my own way with you.
I see your point now, but... Hey, remember the New Year's Eve party?
Yeah.
Do you know, I couldn't look my dad in the face when I got home. Nor my mum, neither. So it's just as well I stopped you when I did. I know it's considered old-fashioned, but daft in these days.
Well, it would have broken the ice.
Ah, might have done a lot more. There's always that danger. And then we couldn't have had a white wedding.
Well, we could have another one in the 12 months, the way things are going on.
Arthur, have you no friend you could talk it all the way?
Give up. It's not a thing you can tell your best friend.
Or say we were to go to the marriage guidance people.
No, I'm not going near that place. You know how they are in this town if anybody saw you. Well, I meant that one a bit down. There are a lot of snooping lots of people. If they just got one whiff of it, they'd be stopping you in the street asking you, have you managed it yet?
Coming to bed, Arthur.
Yes, I think it will. Have the girls at work not asked you? I mean...
Well, you know how they are. But I've let them see I'm not going to discuss my married life with them.
Look, promise me, my darling, that you'll never breathe a word to a soul.
Of course I promise you. Why should I tell anybody?
I'd never lift my head again if it got out. I don't know why, but...
Turn the light out.
Yes, all right. Oh, that's better. Nice and soft in the darkness. Oh, but I feel weary.
Now, that feels better, doesn't it? You were quite cold. You can put your feet on me. Come on.
I'm sorry for getting so itchy, Vi.
It'll all come right. It must. I love you, Arthur.
I love you, darling.
Oh, Arthur.
Violet.
Arthur, Dad.
What about him?
Can you? He's getting up.
What do you have to bring him up for just at that moment?
Because I know you don't like his ears.
For the moment.
You put me off.
Yes, go on. Blame it on me. Go on, blame it on me.
Hey, up, Dad. Finish your breakfast quick and I'll run you some gasworks on the back of my bike.
Oh, thanks all the same, lad. I'd rather get there in one piece.
Windy. Hey, Mum.
Yes, sir.
Will you tell our Arthur to leave them complimentary tickets for us? I'm taking Violet to the pictures tonight.
And her husband has to provide the tickets.
You wouldn't take me, Uncle.
I wouldn't take you if they paid
me. Go on, you jiggy monkey, yeah.
And in case you should think me skinny, I'm taking her to the motorbike dance on Saturday. Ooh. £1 each. What about that?
God bless, lad. Hey, get careful on that bike.
Godspeed, lad. There's a lad that's going to look after number one.
You mean our Jeff?
Aye.
I expect most men are good at that, if they can get away with it.
Now, what about our Arthur? When is he going to get a place of his own for him and Violet?
Shh, tonight, dear. Yeah. Yeah. He's all in good time.
Well, that's your motto, isn't it?
Yeah. It was my mother's before me here. Put sandwiches in your pocket.
Aye, don't. He'll have to stir himself more, though. Get moving. Get cracking. Pester folk. That's the only way to get an house these days.
You know as well as I do. Our Arthur's not a pester.
No.
He's got his pride. All as has that.
I was thinking, young Violet, she seems to have gone very quiet-like. Doesn't look you in the face the same.
Hey, have you noticed that? Mm. Hey, I think that's her coming downstairs.
The girl's not happy, you know.
Morning, Violet.
Look. Morning. Oh, sorry, Mr. Fitton. I thought you'd gone. I heard Geoffrey go.
Don't worry, Violet. Love, I'm off in a minute.
I'll go back upstairs.
It's all right.
No, I'll be down later. Goodbye now, Mr. Fitton.
God bless, love.
Here. Don't forget your bacon sandwich.
No, she's not happy. I can sense it.
Well, she's got a good husband.
I tell you, she's not happy.
Well, what do you expect me to do? Here. Fasten your coat for you. Yeah, I'll pull one way and another between the lot of you.
Well, your mother and the old man, what else do you expect?
Thou art worried, Ezra. He wants to get home together and he don't quite know how to go about it. You know, Mrs. Piper seemed to rush that marriage a bit. They could have waited when they lost that house. He can't find his cell. Well, ta-ra then. Go on, you best be off.
Aye. Lucy, you let me know if he needs any cash. I mean, I've got a bob or two at one side.
Yeah, I'll let you.
I'd like to see the lad short, but don't tell him I offered her out like that.
Why not?
Well, we don't seem to be on that sort of understanding. Right, I'll be off then. But it might embarrass him. When you know how he is, he never asks me for anything. So pretend it's from you, but I'll let you have it on sly, eh?
I see. Well, well, Godspeed.
Aye. I mean, I could stand surety or anything for him if it come to it, but don't let him know.
I see. Skip gutter.
Aye. So long. I mean, I've an idea how it might be with him. I've been young myself. Well, ta-ra, then.
Ta-ra. Godspeed you.
Aye, ta-ra.
Hey, dear me. It's a funny life, one way and another. Sounds like our Arthur's come down. Is that you, love?
Has he gone?
Your dad? Yeah, he's just gone after his bus. Can I cook you some breakfast?
Well, oh, no, thanks, Mum. I'm not hungry. Just some tea. Oh, well, maybe a slice of toast if you will.
When your dad was first married, you could eat a man of his horse for breakfast. where's Violet?
Oh, she's in the bathroom. She's got a day off, you know. She's going over to see her Mum and Dad.
Oh. Hey. Didn't you hear something about a dad near a chap who owned a cottage up near the reservoir? Did you go and see about it?
No, I didn't.
That girl needs home of her own.
Yes, I know.
Oh, Leah, let's have this off.
Now, what have you done that for?
You won't get home sitting on your backside listening to music.
Oh, I'll go back upstairs.
You won't. Now sit there and sup this tea I'm making and eat your toast I've done. Best butter on it. Oh, you're a good lad, love, but you bottle your feelings up too much, and one day they might bottle you up. I know. I once had it happen to me. Now, let me pour you a nice cup of tea out. Hey, lad. What's up?
Mum, you're right. I should have gone after the house, but... Oh, I don't know. I seem to have lost heart.
Oh, I know, love, but... Well, we all lose heart at times, but we still keep on going, not where it lickers.
You know, I'll tell you something, Mother. I could put my head on your lap this minute and have a damn good cry.
Well, then, why don't you love you? You're not too big to crown your mother's lap, you
know. I know, because I'm like Flaming Mary, I wouldn't have anybody came in and caught me.
Sonny, me.
Just in time, love.
Caught you what?
Crying on my mother's lap.
It's not that bad.
Violet, love, it's nice to see you. Come in, take your things off. I've just finished.
Where's my dad?
He should be back soon. He's looking forward to seeing you and having a good chat. He has missed you. Will you have a cigarette?
No, thanks, Mum. You know I don't.
No, well, I don't like to see a woman smoking. I don't really. But it eases my nerves.
Why, is nothing wrong, is there, Mum?
No, not really. Well, it's your dad.
How do you mean?
I don't know.
Have you been
rowing? No, he's not one to row, as you know. I sometimes wish he were. He harbours things. But it's not anything you can point out, but he seems coolish-like. But what are we talking about me for? What about yourself? Any word of a place? I mean, did Arthur go to see that chap?
He hasn't had a chance yet.
He mustn't let things slide. Anyway, are you feeling all right?
Yeah. Of course I am. Why?
Oh, nothing. I thought you looked tired when you came in. She's not getting enough sleep, I thought to myself.
Look, what can you expect with newlyweds these days? Everywhere you turn, it seems to be sick, sick, sick.
Anyway, try and be careful.
How do you mean, Mum? Careful?
Careful, like, you know. Careful you don't start something before you've got your own place.
Do you mean a baby?
Well, what else can you start?
We won't.
Why? Have you been to the... I mean, are you on the...
No, I'm not. Not yet. But we won't, so let's change the subject, eh?
Oh. Married 6 weeks and knows more than her own mother.
Well, I'll just go and get the chip pan going.
You're staying to lunch, aren't you?
Mum, don't be huffy with me, please. I only asked you to stop warning me about having a baby.
Why? What's different about you from anybody else?
Nothing, nothing at all.
Do you like a glass of sherry, love?
Eh? Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind. I'll join you.
I find love glass gives me an appetite. Now, what is it, love? What have you to tell me? How's your sherry?
Nothing, Mum. Cheers.
Cheers. Yes, there is. There's something. I can see it in your face.
Well, promise. Promise you won't tell anybody, Mum.
Well, of course I won't. You're my daughter, aren't you? This is nice, Sherry. Now, what is it, love? Go on, don't be shy. After all, I am your mother. Yeah, I prefer the sweet variety.
Well, Mum, nothing's happened yet. You know?
No, I don't know. How is it? What do you mean?
Nothing, you know, nothing that could make me have a baby.
Hey? Nothing at all? You don't mean to say...
I mean... Well, you know what I mean.
You don't mean...
I said nothing had happened.
You mean you and Arthur hasn't...
Not really. Oh, Mum, don't talk about it.
No, I'm serious, love. You mean nothing once?
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
Mum, my dad might come.
You mean Arthur hasn't...
Now, don't you cross-examine me. I swore I wouldn't breathe a word. I've told you all I'm telling you.
Oh, good grief. I can't believe... You mean... I just can't.
Oh, don't stare at me like that, Mum. I don't want your pity.
Sorry, love. The loop slipped out. But fancy that. I can't imagine it. Well, I thought things were bad enough with me, but...
It's not all that serious, is it?
It could ruin your entire married life. It's as simple as that.
I don't believe you.
Oh, excuse me. I must have another cigarette.
Yes.
Yes, your health. Your nerves. You'll be...
How could it? I mean...
Now, listen, love. It doesn't mean more than that when it's going normally. Well, I mean, in a way. If you follow me. I mean, folk don't give it a second thought. If you see what I mean. It's like a fuss over nothing. But
If it never happens...
What? What if it never happens?
Well, everything builds up. Folk get on one another's nerves. It's all tension. Say, you haven't told anybody, have you?
Oh, no. I wouldn't dream of mentioning our private life.
You're right, scandal, if it got out, you know. Yakety-yak all over the town.
But why, Mum, a private thing like that?
Now, don't ask me why. It just would. The more private a thing is, the more they talk. Folk would look on you as... lepers.
Stop, Mum. Over a thing like that?
But it's not the thing itself. It's nothing that. It's what lies behind it. That's what we call it. Unnatural. We always think the worst.
What worst? Oh, Mum, do stop.
Listen, do you know that Catholics can't have a divorce except for that one thing? Then they just annul the marriage if that's not happened. He's not a proper husband yet. And you're
stop it, Mum. I'm going. I won't listen.
It's true. You're married in name only.
How can you say it?
Hello. Oh, hello, everybody. It's me, Violet Love, Liz. What's up?
Just wait till you hear.
Oh, Dad.
What's wrong with the child?
Ask her. You just ask her. Ask your little girl.
Oh, Dad.
Calm yourself, love. What is it, Liz?
Just wait till you hear.
I was just cleaning till Cornet and I thought I'd have a blow.
There's a shop in town gives good prices to
see. Yeah, I couldn't sell this, Lucy. It's not mine to sell. You know who it belongs to. Funny he never came back for it. Oh, Lucy, somebody at the door.
So I wonder who it can be at this time of night.
I don't ask him any if he can help it.
Come in.
Hello.
Hey, Ezra. It's Mr. and Mrs. Piper call round. Come in, come on. Take it as you find us.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Piper, what a pleasant surprise.
I hope we haven't disturbed you.
Not at all.
What's seldom is wonderful, as they say. Well, come on, sit down. Have that chair, Mr. Piper.
Lucy, take Mr. Piper's coat.
Right, here, give us your coat. Make yourselves at home.
Thank you. You are alone. I mean, nobody else in the house.
No. Our Jeff's taking Violet to pictures, and, of course, our Arthur's working. There's just the two of us.
Good. We were banking on you being alone.
Oh?
Excuse us, butting in like this.
I was saying to Leslie, if you'd been on the phone, we'd have rung you.
What about?
Put kettle on, Lucy.
Oh, we've just this minute finished our tea, you might say.
Oh, sure.
Positive, Mrs.
It's no trouble.
Not just now, thanks.
Put it on, Lucy.
Well, you're just but ready. Thanks very much all the same. Well, I expect you're wondering what brought us round.
No.
Shall I go on, Leslie, or would you like to take over?
You carry on. You've got it all off. Is that wrong, is there?
Is there?
Wait till you hear, Mrs. Fitton.
That's why I thought we should call a shop meeting to talk it over.
To talk what over?
You know, our Violet came round to see us today.
Yes.
Well, we'd an intimate chat, her and I. And it came out, quite by chance. What a shock I got.
What came out? Our Violet cried in my arms, Mrs. Fitton.
Nerves. It was only nerves. But she's got pluck. She'll see it through whilst there's a ray of hope.
Sorry. I don't quite follow.
It's about their marriage. Leslie, would you...
No, carry on. Same as I say.
What about the marriage?
Would you believe it, Mrs. Fitton? It hasn't... taken on yet.
Hmm?
If you see what I mean.
Hmm?
You know. Hey. Oh, get off.
You don't mean... Hey, you don't mean... Do you?
Exactly what I said, Mrs. Fitton. It hasn't... taken on.
Oh, but that can't be true.
No, but it seems it is.
Well... Well, I've never. Hey, well, that explains a lot. No wonder they haven't been sleeping well.
Same as I say. If it's not one thing keeping a body awake, it's another.
Just a minute. Not taken on? Not taken on what?
They haven't taken the plunge yet.
What plunge?
There's only one plunge as far as I know.
Oh, just look at him. Ever see a chap more mystified? Their marriage hasn't found itself yet, Mr. Fitton.
Huh?
Oh, it's still not with it.
In other words, Ezra, let's say it hasn't gelled. Gelled? How gelled?
There you've got a chap who wants to know everything and still knows nought.
Let's put it another way, Ezra. Let's say they've not suited each other yet.
But they're wed.
I mean, you can't get more suited than that.
Mr. Fitton. Oh, for goodness sake. Somebody tell him straight out.
Our Violet. She's still as if she were a single young girl. She's still intact.
In intact?
Intact, you nit. Still a virgin. Thank you, Mrs. Fitton.
I was trying to avoid that word. Hey, you don't mean to say...
That's exactly what she doesn't mean to say.
But does that mean... Does she mean our Arthur? Apparently not.
It appears he hasn't gone about it.
Oh, and they neither of them have, for that matter.
Right, you only mean it. Our Arthur and Violet haven't?
No, they haven't.
Get off. After 6 weeks, it... I won't.
Oh. It's taken Penny long enough to drop.
No. Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, in that case, it might be as well if you kept your mouth shut.
Oh, I understand. Just how Mr. Fitton feels.
I'm glad somebody understands him. It's more than I've ever been able to. And why you should look all that up, I don't know.
Just think of the disgrace, Lucy. Just think of it.
What disgrace?
Suppose it were to leak out at the gasworks.
Excuse me. What? The way you said it. Leak out at the gasworks.
Now, who the hell cares about the flaming old gasworks?
I do. I've worked there for 29 years and I want to go on working there. When this got out, well, I couldn't face my workmates of a morning. I'd go and drown myself, I would, honest. To think a son of mine can't prove his manhood.
Is that how you prove it? Just fancy.
No, I sympathise with Mr. Fitton. He's got a good name and he wants to keep it. But the question is, what are we going to do?
Knowing our Arthur and your Violet, bless them, I've have a feeling they'll both come to the cake and milk all in good time.
He hasn't come to it in 6 weeks.
Yes, let's face it, the longer a man goes on without...
Liz, let's stick to the point.
Leslie, let me deal with this. Now, say I had another good talk with our Violet, and Mr. Fitton were to take Arthur on one side.
Me? Talk of anything like that? Besides, I've never had a proper talk with a lad in my life.
What a nice thing for a father to say.
Well, I never know what to say to him, Lucy.
Doesn't know what to say to his own son, and then he wonders why he's...
Excuse me asking, but has your Arthur knocked about much with girls?
No. Our Arthur never was a knocker about her. He's very fond of music, and he likes to listen to his record player and to read.
That bloody chamber music, as they call it. I've a feeling that somewhere that's behind this little lot turns on that din and he shuts his mind to real life.
Oh, Givor, how many marriages go off with a bang right from start, eh? I'm talking from experience.
Oh, are you? Well, I might be no Romeo, but there's no doubt or queer about me.
What do you mean by that, Renard?
Now, don't start.
I mean that son of yours has shamed me. All his reading, his fancy music and whatnot, and when it comes to it, he can't fulfil his married duties. Well, I'd say there was something very odd and queer about that lot.
Would you now?
Oh.
Mrs. Piper, tell me your opinion. Would you say there was anything odd or queer about a chap that went on his honeymoon and took his mate with him?
His mate? You mean his pal? I'd say it was a rum carry-on.
Well, that's certainly one place where you don't need your chum. Not on your honeymoon. Lucy, are you referring to me?
Well, You're the only chap I know who's done it.
But I didn't take him on the honeymoon, Lucy.
All right, then, you didn't take him. But we all three travelled on the same train.
Well, what else could we do? He's been my best man. If we were going to Blackpool, he was going to Blackpool. You didn't want for Billy to go and sit out in the compartment all by himself, did you?
Then at Blackpool, we all three got out at train together and go into cab together.
You didn't want for Billy to go and find a cab and go off on his own, did you? Little did you? Why didn't you say so?
Then, the trio went trooping into the same boarding house together.
Lucy, you surely didn't want for Billy to go off and find a place on his own. A lad who'd never set foot in a boarding house in his life.
Then, that night, Mrs. Piper, after tea, we all went off dancing at Tower together.
But, Lucy, you surely didn't expect me to tell Billy to go off on his own.
But, Mr. Fitton, you were on your honeymoon.
I know, but it were Bolton holiday week. And ever since we left school, we'd spent every holiday together. I couldn't have left Billy on his own in town without a mate. And having brought him, I had to do right by him. I thought you understood that, Lucy. I thought you were with me.
But don't you understand, Mr. Fitton, that marriage is something sacred to a woman?
Aye, and so is friendship to a man. I mean, you can't change your nature overnight just because you've got wed.
Every morning, Mrs. Piper, just fancy. Two men and one woman sitting down to breakfast at the honeymoon table. I didn't know where to look. I couldn't face for.
Lucy, did you want for Billy to go and sit at the table alone? The food would have bloody choked me. The lad I was born next door to shared the same dolly tub with in his mother's backyard before we could walk proper. Went to school with, went to work with. You didn't marry a savage, you know. He had his bedroom, we had ours. What more did you want?
It's you, talking about things looking odd and queer. Well, I'm only saying that must have looked a bit queer, and in more ways than one.
It'd have looked a damn sight more queer, leaving my best friend to sit on his own. Eh, Mr. Piper?
Well, being as he was there in the first place...
That first Sunday morning, you were out of bed like a shot. Me and Billy, you said, had fixed up for a before-breakfast walk by sea. Off you went, without as much as a kiss.
Oh.
I never have been one to take liberties.
But, Mr. Fitton, she was your wife.
Aye, but you can still show respect. Kiss a girl in bed of a morning. How's the chap to know it's what she wants?
But you'd slept with her all night, Mr. Fitton.
I slept with my brother Charlie for years, but I never damn well kissed him.
There I was, alone in bed. And I heard him go off whistling down the street.
Well, where's the arm, Lucy? Where's the arm? But I'll never forget that first morning. Me and Billy, wearing our new brown shoes. Smooth, fine leather. I remember how we strolled across sand and we come to the edge of the sea. And that air tasted like wine. Next thing, I felt this frothy ripple of tide come over my new brown shoes. When I looked down, I saw it roll off both our uppers like water off a duck's back. They were that well polished. And just then, sun must have come out. For when I looked down, I could see all these shining drops of seawater glistening away on lovely brown leather. I've never forgotten that. It were a big moment in my honeymoon.
The big moment, Mr. Fitton?
Big or little, it were a moment of beauty. There aren't that many in this life that you can afford to forget them. Here, I expect you could do with a drink. I mean a proper one. Come over dry myself. I'll just slip off the top license at corner. Lucy, it's 28 years since all that happened. And you never told me till now how you felt about it.
Well, you drew it out of me. Going on about our Arthur. That lad's no more queer, as you call it, than you and Billy were.
Hey, but I never said queer. I mean, I never meant that sort.
He had been. Where do you got it from? From me and you and from nature. And it's a father's duty to protect a lad like that. Not turn on him.
Don't get upset, Mrs. Fitton. We all know Arthur's all right.
Well, I'll be off.
By the way, Ezra, what happened to him?
Eh? Who?
Well, Billy, of course. You know.
Ask Lucy. She saw him last.
I got quite interested in him.
Oh, Billy? Well, he used to come round most evenings when we were first married. He was very good with his hands.
It was just like one of the family. Then he chanced to come round this one evening when Ezra happened to be working overtime, and I was distempering back bedroom, so I thought I'd get Billy to walk ladder for me. Oh, it's only a girl, you might say. 19, and you know what you are at that age.
Yes, very impressionable.
That's it. And fond of a bit of fun. I don't know what got into me, but I kept splashing him with brush. Oh, yeah. I remember it was a very warm evening. You know, when they say the breeze is coming from Africa. It all comes back to me now.
Yes. Go on.
You are.
You were doing the back bedroom with Billy.
Oh, yeah. Well, he went off suddenly. You know, we've never seen him from that day to this.
But didn't Ezra go and seek him out?
Oh, I wouldn't let him. I've been sorry since. But you know how it is with a woman. The home comes first. Hey, but our little home seemed empty without him. Next thing, we heard Billy had chucked up his job and gone to work in one of them there motor car factories in South. Well, it broke Ezra's heart, it did. I think I were a bit hard on poor chap back there, bringing the honeymoon up like.
A little bit.
But what about...
Well, as luck would have it, it must have been about that time I started off with our Arthur and... God's blessing, in a way. In fact, there's times when I look at our Arthur and... Cuss. So, just in the imagination, I think.
Jeffrey.
What?
Behave yourself.
Behave yourself? What are you talking about?
I know we're in the back row, but that doesn't mean...
I've only got my arm round your shoulder. Bloody hell, give a chap a chance.
You don't know what folk would think. But, well, if it's only in a brotherly way, I don't mind.
Do me a favour, Violet. I know who you are. It's just that I feel uncomfortable at the pictures if I haven't got my arm round a bird.
Oh, I see. It's like that, is it? All right, then.
That's a nice drop of beer, Ezra.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll ring her Uncle Fred up tonight. My brother, you know, he was at the wedding.
Aye, but what can your Fred do?
He can advise her.
But he's a bachelor.
Many a good singing teacher can't sing a note.
He's a physiotherapist.
It might make up an herbal mixture for our Arthur.
Aye, make one up for you at the same time.
But your Fred's not a qualified man.
What do you mean? He's an SRN and a member of the osteopath. What more do you want?
I mean qualified in a medical sense. The MD, you know, that sort of thing.
Right, carry on. Keep on talking.
Me, I've done.
Good, because I haven't started.
How do you mean?
It's you. You don't care. You've never wanted that child to grow up.
Yeah, but
now, don't
minute,
interrupt me. She's a young woman, but you will go on treating her like a schoolgirl.
What about her hair, eh? What about that?
What got into you now?
I'll tell you the reason you're so upset. It's guilt.
Guilt? What are you talking about? What am I to feel any guilt about?
You egged our Violet into an early marriage before she was ready, before they had a home.
I wanted to see the girl happy.
You wanted to get her away from our home. You thought I'd be that lonely, I'd turn to you.
Leslie... Now, don't go too far.
Oh, hey, Mr. Piper, don't say anything you'll be sorry for.
What about her hair? The girl had a lovely head of hair. She used to often get me to plait it.
It was drawing her strength away, I tell you. Anyway, it's not healthy for a girl to get too close to her father.
It's coming to something when a girl can't love her own dad.
Aye, well, love has come under suspicion. But I see what you mean, Mrs. Piper. You don't want him to get... too attached.
But what about her hair? She took our Violet to the hairdresser and had it all cut off, then permed or something. I hardly knew the girl when she came in. I'm sorry, Dad, she said. I hate it. You did that just to spite me, didn't you? But I haven't bothered you much since.
Oh, shame. She's upset.
I'm sorry, Leslie. I was jealous.
No, don't touch me. I didn't mean to hurt you.
it was all... hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, love. You back, are you?
I said, there's nothing wrong, is there?
That's just what we're trying to find out.
Oh, hello.
How do, Jeffrey?
Come in. Hey, Violet, it's your Uncle Fred.
Hello there.
Oh, hello, Uncle Fred. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, love. Hey, I say, are you two alone?
Yeah, why?
Your mum's shopping with me, Dad's in town.
Arthur's doing a children's matinee.
Oh.
Jeff was drying me air for me. I think it'll do now, though.
Well, I've got to be off. I'm taking her to a dance tonight, Fred.
Lucky girl.
Yeah, you can say that again. So long now.
Ta-ra, Jeff.
Cheerio, Fred.
All the best. Yeah, he's a nice lad, is Geoffrey.
Yeah, he's a love. We get on like house on fire. He's always cheerful. I'm quite looking forward to the dance tonight. Hey, shall I make us some coffee, Uncle?
Yeah, I'll not be staying long, love. I only just called in to see you. How's married life going?
Oh, fine, fine. Of course, it'd be nice if we could get a place of our own. Otherwise, it's really fine.
Violet, love.
Yeah, what is it, Uncle Fred?
Let me have a look at you. Can I see a little tear in the corner of your eye? Or am I...
Oh, Uncle Fred.
That's all right, love. You needed to get one little gulp out. Now then, what is it?
You won't tell anyone, will you?
I think you know me. Anyway, I am a professional man.
Uncle Fred, isn't it awful? I hate saying it, but... I'm still a virgin.
All right, love. All right, now, have your little sob against me. Oh, hey, but what's so awful about it? As many a woman would give a fortune to be able to say that.
But not after she'd been married 6 weeks.
Yes, I see.
I think Arthur's one as well.
He's not the only man that is.
Uncle Fred, I've been wondering, do you think Arthur could be one of those men who, can't find happiness with a woman?
He could be. I could be. Anybody could be. But I'd like to bet some money he isn't, if I follow what you mean.
But what could be the cause? I mean, it's gone on.
Listen, love, there could be 50 causes. And it might be the least thing. No home of your own. Worry above all. Being in his dad's home.
He's got a thing about his dad. But other couples, Manny.
All couples are not alike. You're very unusual, Violet, if I may say so. Being a virgin bride in these days, it must be almost unheard of.
You don't mean I'm...
Backwards at coming forwards? I wouldn't say that. But a sensitive chap like Arthur, well...
He does take things to heart. Oh, but, Jeff, nothing gets Jeff down. He's happy-go-lucky.
Violet, you're going dancing with Jeff. You go on about him being cheerful. Are you sure you married the right brother?
Married? But of course I have. What gave you that daft idea? I wouldn't swap my Arthur for a dozen Jeffreys. Getting on with a man is one thing. Loving a man is quite another. I love Arthur, and no matter what happens or doesn't happen, I'll go on loving him till my dying day.
Love, there's the answer. Love brings all things right, in time. Here, I'll bet the next time I see you, you'll be letting me know when you're expecting.
Hey, Arthur, what time is it?
Hmm? 20 past.
Oh, another cup of...
Go on, there's some
there. Well, we don't have to change the reel till half past. Hey, how's the married life going down?
Eh?
Oh, look, put that damn book down and listen to folk, will you? I said, how's married life going down?
It's all right. Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why were you asking me any particular reason?
There's no bloody reason at all, is there? Except I was just asking you for something to say, you know. I mean, you've got that way lately. There's nobody can say a word to you without you picking them up. I don't know what the hell's got into you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Eddie. I've been a bit umpty, haven't I? Well, I suppose we'd best be getting back.
All right, get off. We've got a good 5 minutes to go, yeah?
Aye, you too. Oh, you did. Back with you in there.
Back in the box.
I was just coming.
I'll get a move on.
Look, by rights, Mr. Thompson, our tea break is not yet.
Hey, are you sure, Eddie?
Yeah.
Eddie, don't you be so cheeky or else I'll...
Look at your watch, Arthur, come on. We broke at five with it, right? Well, it's not nearly half past yet.
Aye. Hey, I'm sitting down again. Is there any more tea left, Eddie?
Eddie, don't you touch that pot. You get back.
Oh, no, I wouldn't, Eddie. I'd insist on my rights.
You're top fitting. Rights. Hey, you're a nice one to talk about rights. Here, Eddie, you get back.
Yeah. What do you mean by that? Rights.
Oh, forget it. Yeah, get back to your job. You don't want me to do it for you, do you?
What do you think you could?
Do it? Oh, me bloody head. Hey, listen, I might be able to do another little job for you as well. Come on, Eddie. Off it, into the box.
Look, we've another 4 minutes by rights.
What do you mean by another little job?
Oh, never mind. Now, both of you, get back to your work or I'm bloody sick of pair of you. Yeah, that's for you, Arthur, big head. Just send for me next time.
Send for you? What?
Shall I tell you? To do a job for that little wife of yours, Violet, what it seems you haven't got round to yet.
You filthy! All right, I show you.
Hey, good lad, Arthur.
Right, come on, fit it up. Oh, good lad, Arthur. Go on, spit his kiss in. That's how you catch his throat.
Where are you fitting for that?
Come on. Do you mean us? Hey, good lad, Arthur.
What's going on here?
Stop it,
you fool.
Hey, you what?
I'll kill him.
Come on, then, I'm waiting. Go on, Arthur, belt him again.
Stop it. Eddie, what?
No, it was your husband, wasn't it? He said, go on, Arthur, go on, you got him now. You got him.
Let go of it.
Now, where will you tell your story?
Stop it, Arthur, you're talking.
No, I won't let go, Arthur. You won't know what he's got all. He's like a big dog.
Stop it. What?
Eddie,
what
could
mean?
Say your story. Go on, Arthur. Come on. Sorry. Apologize. Apologize.
Stop.
He said something about doing a job for Arthur.
You joked me.
You said what? And you'll take that job for him. And that.
I'm sorry, Wally. That's my way to turn. I've got an opening already. And you're lucky I left you off with that. Why, I could...
Arthur, I'm right sorry. He should say anything about you and that lovely little girl you married.
Fit in your sack.
What? Go on, stop your job. I'm off. But I'm warning you. If you ever open your dirty mouth again, I'll...
Eddie, you get back to your work.
Hey, look, by rights, you know, I've got another minute and a half.
Yeah,
now,
you're
what,
doing
it?
Nothing. You promised never to breathe a word.
Yeah, well, he drew it out of me.
Drew it out of you? I wish I had let him choke you. Oh, what a flaming mess you look. And as for doing a job for him, you couldn't do a job for our cat. Say that!
Hey, that cat! To go. Give it to him. Go on.
And if you want to know, Milkman's been doing a job for you for years. Go on, get it!
Lucy, Lewis says here in paper, says something about if these Chinese go on increasing, there's not going to be enough food to go around.
I don't think I'd let that worry me too much if I were you.
Somebody's got to worry.
Oh, it's you, Arthur. Thought it were our Jeff. What's brought you home at this hour, love of a Saturday? Is anything wrong?
Nothing, Mother. I'll just go upstairs. Don't worry.
Oh. Did he say why he come home?
Oh. You was here. You heard as much as I heard.
I won't have him walking through the house like it were a public convenience.
Oh, don't be vulgar.
Well, what else can I say? He looked neither to right nor left.
Hello, Sonny.
Oh, hello, Violet.
Hello, Violet.
Hello, Mr. Fitton. Is your Jeffrey back yet?
Not yet. Our Arthur is.
Arthur? What's he doing at all?
Didn't say.
Just walked through here like it were a public convention.
Don't use that expression before a young girl.
Well, I know it's not nice, but what else can you say? He just
walked... Up.
Well...
Here, Violet, lover. Take him this nice fresh cup of tea up with you, will you?
I wonder what could have brought him home. I'll go up to him.
Right, love.
Arthur! Arthur, it's me. Your mother asked me to bring you this cup of tea. Arthur, what's the matter? I've been speaking to you.
I heard. I've got nothing to say to you.
What are you packing your clothes for?
I'm getting out.
Getting out? Getting out where?
I'm leaving you.
Leaving me?
Arthur, what have I done?
You've opened your big mouth once too often.
Arthur, what's come over you? Oh, do tell me.
I asked you not to tell anybody. Didn't I? I begged you.
But I haven't. Except me mother. I told her.
Oh, aye, and your father.
My dad came in when I told her.
Now, listen. I'm nothing and I'm nobody. And I don't mind. But I've always been able to hold my head up. And then I'm no sooner married. All right, I admit I made a poor job of it. So my wife goes around discussing our affairs with everybody.
But listen, Arthur, I haven't. Not with...
Ah, then how can Joe Thompson say... Ah, you liar. Take your tea away. Oh. Yeah, I'll give you such a...
Oh, I'm so sorry, Arthur. I am truly. But let go of my shoulder. You're hurting me.
I'd like to hurt you. I'd like to... But I hope you didn't forget to tell them one thing, just one.
What?
That you put me off. Yes, you've always put me off. Laughing that first night. Always bringing something up. Always. Yes, you put me off.
How dare you?
How dare... Oh, you little bitch. Right. Now you've asked for it. Oh.
You what? Oh. You're hurting me. Arthur, are we going in now?
Hit you? Oh, no, I'm sorry, Violet. I nearly... Oh, forgive me. I don't know what's come over me.
I understand, Arthur. And I'm so sorry. And I do love you.
Oh, I love you, darling.
I love you. I do love you. I've always loved you. And I'll always go on loving you. Yes, always.
Oh, I love you, darling. I do love you.
Oh, Arthur.
Oh, yes.
Arthur. Yes, Arthur. Arthur, darling.
Oh, darling.
Oh. Oh.
Lucy. Well, I think it's funny Violet hasn't come down yet.
What's funny about it?
Well, she only took him a cup of tea up. What's keeping them both upstairs?
You keep on worrying about Chinese and you'll have enough on your plate.
Hello, hello, hello. It's only me. Oh, is my tea ready yet then, Mum?
Not yet.
No, it's in the oven, love. I'll just go and get it for you.
What's in that big parcel you've got?
Oh, something. Something special. Hey, is Violet back yet?
Violet? Ah, oh, she's upstairs.
Upstairs? I'd best go and tell her I'm here.
Yes. Hey, where are you off?
I'm just going upstairs.
Papa?
Oh, to tell Violet I'm here.
No, you're not.
What do you mean, no, I'm not? Of course I am. I'm just going up to tell Violet.
You're telling Violet nothing. I don't want you to disturb her.
Oh, don't be daft, Mum. I'm not disturbing her. I'm taking her dancing. Don't you understand? I bet she's getting herself ready this minute.
Come away from them stairs when I tell you. Her husband's with her.
Oh, what's with her?
Her husband. Our Arthur. Are you going deaf?
Oh. Hey, what's he doing home at this hour?
A man in his own business.
He walked through here like it was a public convenience.
If you mention that thing once more,
I'll... Danny, there's no other way of mentioning
it.
Don't
talk!
Well...
I warned you. And you, Jeff, sit down and have your tea.
Hey, Dad. Hmm? You think our Arthur's got the sack or something?
I don't know what he's got, lad. It's no business of mine. But he's no right to walk through this room
hey,
like a couple
I've got
this
teapot. Have you got in that parcel yet?
Oh, a couple of lovebirds.
Yes.
Lovebirds? Oh, give over.
You like to see them?
Hey, what made you get lovebirds?
They're a wedding present, like, for Violet and her Arthur.
Hmm.
There. Aren't they bonny?
Oh,
is their Mum singing?
You don't think it's me, do you? Hey, Mum, shall I just move upstairs and show them?
No, you'll show nothing.
Oh, but Mum...
Sit down and finish your tea.
Look at them. Aren't they crazy, Lucy? Look how close they perch to one, they? Will they breed?
No, not in captivity.
Aye, put them off like that.
Aye, they've got to feel free. Mm. And the chap said in the shop that if they got separated, they'd die.
Fine away, lad. You fancy that, see? They don't weigh more than an ounce between pair of them. There's more feeling than a Christian. Hey, somebody at the door. Cover them up, Jeff. Put them over here, haven't we?
Why? What's wrong?
Well, it doesn't look nice of a Saturday evening. Lovebirds on the table. Might give her an impression, you know. You never know what folk think in this life.
I'll get it.
Righto. I'll cover them up. Now, that'll stop them singing.
Oh,
Mrs. Piper. Oh, come in, love. Hey, it's Mrs. Piper.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Piper.
Now, don't let me disturb you. Now, I'll tell you what it is. Mm-hmm. Leslie's seen that man. You know, with the house.
Oh,
well, he needs a bit doing to it, but there's a nice garden, a big one, and he's like a young couple. Hey. He'll give our Violet and your Arthur the first chance.
Oh, way, Dad. Hey, would you go up and have a look at it?
Me? Our Arthur'll take no notice of what I say.
Where's our Violet?
Oh, she's upstairs. I'll give her a shout. Tell her you're here.
You'll do nothing of the sort. You'll stay where you are. Leave Violet a be.
Oh, Mum, what's come over you?
Nothing wrong, is there?
Our Arthur's upstairs with her.
Your Arthur? What's he doing home?
I don't know. What got me was when he came through here.
For the last time, I'm warning you. Retrain yourself, Mrs. Fitton.
Hey, Mrs. Piper, I'm taking Violet to a dance tonight. Do you think I could go upstairs?
I said no. You like all single folk, isn't you, Mrs. Piper? They've no respect for married privacy. Once folk are married, they don't want you butting into the bedrooms any hour of the day or night. You follow me, Mrs. Piper?
Yes, I think I see what you mean. Yes, I do. Don't want disturbing. Sitting, the weather appears not to be able to make up its mind.
The what?
I was saying, the weather.
Oh, yes. I thought it looked like rain once over. It came over very dark, and then kind of blew away. Geoffrey, door.
I'm not deaf. I'll go.
Yes, I thought I felt a spot or two.
I never knew it had sent any down.
Oh, yes. I thought I felt the odd spot. But I wouldn't swear that it was rain.
You can never be sure, Mr. Fitton, when you feel the odd drop.
Oh, hello, Mr. Piper. It's Mr. Piper. Come in, will you? Hello, everybody.
Hello. Oh,
hello. But when you get a few drops following you around, then you can be pretty sure it's rain.
What? What's that?
I was just finishing a conversation with Mrs. Piper.
Liz, have you told her?
Told who? What?
Our Violet about the house.
No, she's upstairs.
I'll go and tell her. I'll tell her you're here.
You will not.
Oh, Mum, but Mr. Piper wants to see Violet.
Well, Violet doesn't want to see Mr. Piper.
If she doesn't, it'll be the first time in her life.
Well, there has to be a first time for everything. Our Arthur's up there with her.
What's your Arthur doing at all?
I don't know what he's doing, but what got me was the way...
If you say another word, just one... Bring this poker. Listen. What's that? Comes from upstairs.
Our Arthur must have put it on.
Aye. Sounds like he's singing to it. I wonder what come over him. Had a mate one time could sing like that. It's from Handel's Messiah.
Hey, Mum, do you think I should...
No! He'll be coming down when they're ready.
Hey, I think I hear him coming downstairs.
Yes, that's them coming down.
Oh, I don't want us to be late for the dance.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Mum, Dad, what a nice surprise.
Hello, love. How nice you look and all dressed up.
Yes, love. I'm your suitcase. Where are you going?
On our honeymoon.
Oh, how nice.
Honeymoon? But I thought we was going...
Well, where are you going?
Blackpool. Hey, Vi.
Yeah. We thought it was as good a place as any.
Hey, but Violet, what about the dance?
What dance?
You know, the
motorbike. Oh, sorry, Jeff. It quite slipped my mind. Anyway, I wouldn't feel like dancing just now.
Arthur, we came about that house.
Aye, it's yours for the asking, but it'll need looking at.
Well, thank you, Mr. Piper. Mum, do you think we should put off our honeymoon?
Oh, no, definitely not. They don't stand keep being put off. Hey, Mrs. Piper.
Eh? Oh, no. No, not too often.
But,
Arthur, here.
What?
Come here a minute. Listen, about the cottage... Ask your daddy if he can have a look over it for you.
What? Oh, no, I couldn't.
Yes, you could. Now, you go on. Go on.
Dad?
Hey? Oh, talking to me, lad?
Yes, Dad. I was just wondering, would you like to look at the cottage for me?
Sure, I'll look at cottage. Aye, I'll go first thing in the morning. Oh.
Yes, take care of Jeff. Jeff?
You what?
The cottage. You can look at the cottage.
Oh, I.
I'll be glad of your advice, Dad.
Advice, eh? Well, you won't go far wrong with bricks and mortar, you know.
But Arthur, shall we have enough money? I mean, can we get a mortgage?
Violet, you just leave that to me.
Oh, Dad.
I said leave it to me. I've got a pound at you on one side, as Dad's look. I'll stand any surety. I'd mortgage this house if it come to it.
No, Dad, I couldn't come to you.
Why not? You're my son, aren't you? You'd be a poor father that a son couldn't turn to. And then look, are you carrying that, you know, money?
What? Oh, I've got my post office savings book, Dad. Yeah, I'm all right. And I've a few pounds in my pocket.
Come here. Don't let your mother see. Just take this cash.
No, Dad, not all that.
Get it in your pocket, lad. Ready money. That's the way.
I don't know, thank you, Dad.
You don't have to. You're my son. And then you just leave that house to me.
Dad,
I say, you're just in time to catch the Blackpool train.
Oh.
The evening one, if I run you to the station.
Oh, how nice. Hey, Mum, you come with us to the station.
I'd love to.
Mother, goodbye.
Goodbye, love.
Goodbye, Dad.
God's spread, lad. God's
spread. Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling.
Have a nice
day.
Goodbye.
Oh, I forgot to give him the wedding present. The lovebird.
Ah, well. Hold on to him for the new home. Eh, but they made a funny couple going off.
Just what I thought. I hardly knew her, Arthur. I mean, you know, the way he went off there.
Lucy, you know who he reminded me of? With that walk, just crossed my mind.
Yes,
like.
Dad, yes. I know, love, I know.
Mum, what's up with Dad? He's crying.
I can cry if I want to, can't I?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad, but I've never seen you like that before.
Why, it's life, lad. Might make you laugh at your age, but one day it'll make you bloody cry.
In All in Good Time by Bill Norton, Lucy Fitton was played by Paula Tilbrook, Ezra Fitton by Jeffrey Banks by Anna Keaveney, Joe Thompson by Kenneth Farrington, Molly Thompson by Juliet Cook, Uncle Fred by Graham Roberts, and Eddie by Colin Edwin. The pianist was Trevor Holroyd. The play was produced in Leeds by Alfred Bradley.